at Wentworth, New South Wales, where the Darling River meets the mighty Murray. A beast of a machine, a 510 horsepower harvester, is chewing its way through a 3 to 4 metre tall crop.
This is hemp, grown as a trial under irrigation on a laser graded field.
It's a very marginal ground where we are, and we needed something that's got a bit robust. And I've seen it as being a robust plant to grow on heavy clay soils and improve our soil structure as well.
Gavin Hopkins grew only 40 hectares because it's a very difficult crop to harvest and process. The machine needs to be especially powerful and fitted with tungsten steel blades because it's chopping through one of the toughest plants on the planet.
The hemp plant is amazingly rigorous. It can grow up to 6 metres tall in a matter of months. It's also extraordinarily strong. It's up to 6 times stronger than steel. And of course, it's way more environmentally friendly.
A lot of people have got no idea how tough this crop is. This crop is probably one of the toughest things I've ever had to deal with in farming in all my life, as far as, you know, getting it to a point where it's marketable on farm.
Finding an effective, efficient way to harvest hemp stalks has long been an impediment to growing it. After 4 years of effort, Gavin Hopkins believes he's achieved that long-awaited breakthrough.
It's very exciting. We've been 4 years, I can finally see the light. That's what I can see now. It's starting to move.
Recent interest in hemp has centred mostly on the seed, a proven health food, high in beneficial omega-3 acid. Until 2017, there were some restrictive, outdated laws around growing hemp in Australia.
Industrial hemp and marijuana are chalk and cheese. They're very different. They look the same, or look very similar, and that's the reason why there's been so much animosity towards industrial hemp.
Now you can buy locally grown hemp seed from the supermarket. And the focus has moved to hemp stalks, what's called industrial hemp.
Industrial hemp is predominantly used for manufacturing processes of the fibre and the herd.
Hemp is cannabis with less than 1% THC. With more than 1% THC, we refer to it as either marijuana, because everyone knows what that is, or high THC cannabis. So there is that distinction, and we have a neutral position on high THC cannabis. We are focused clearly and solely on hemp and how it can be developed as a mainstream agricultural industry for Australian farmers.
Long ago, when these ancient Grecian temples were new, hemp was already old in the service of mankind. For centuries prior to about 1850, all the ships that sailed the Western Seas were rigged with hempen rope and sails.
For centuries, until synthetics took over after World War II, the hemp stalk's outer fibre was used to make exceptionally strong ropes. And the inner core, known as the herd, was used to make a very robust building material called hempcrete. Till recently, finding a cost-effective way to separate the fibre from the core has been another impediment to the hemp fibre industry. Gavin Hopkins and his business partner have carefully re-engineered a harvester, which means a crop can be processed in the paddock where it grows.
So, Gavin, this is the end result. What have we got here?
This is the fibre that we've grown, which we've actually separated with our decorticating system, which is what's used in a lot of car panels and plastics. And this is the herd that's the centre part of the plant that actually goes into the building, which is a pretty amazing product.
Industrial hemp has been identified as an emerging crop by AgriFutures, the federal government agency that identifies and finances the research and development of Australian rural industries.
So we've got industrial hemp variety trials across every state and the Northern Territory in Australia, so 9 sites. So some of our states have 2 sites in each. And we're essentially looking at varietal differences within these different regions, so from the north, central and southern regions. And we want to understand their viability in those different regions. And the timing of sowing is also really important. So some varieties are already showing to be, you know, more suited to our northern climatic conditions as opposed to our southern, and vice versa.
They're not expansive trials, but we do know now at what latitudes some varieties will grow and things like that.
Those trials are in their second year. By the end of 2024, they'll have a better idea of what varieties grow well and where.
We should be able to make very clear recommendations to current growers and potential growers about what varieties are suited to which climatic conditions.
So why the excitement around hemp?
It's versatility. There's such a wide range of uses. Of course, we're going to be looking at what's most profitable, but that versatility is very appealing.
The Australian Hemp Council Fibre Forum, held in Geelong, Victoria, recently brought together leading hemp industry figures from Australia and New Zealand. Till now, most have been working in isolation.
And these businesses and projects were all working in an isolation of each other. And I thought it really is essential that we bring people together and get the conversation amongst them so that there's a clearer understanding of who's doing what, and also to enhance the development of collaboration in the industry. But other goals included were raising the profile of the industry so that we can further engage with government and community.
The conference heard of many recent advances. The Hemp Council calculates there's $50 million already invested in the industry.
It still needs a bit more investment, but we're getting there. And there are some big players coming in now and a lot of money coming into the industry.
The council predicts it'll reach $200 million within 2 years. In the building sector, interest in hemp and the number of houses built from it is rapidly growing. At last count, more than 300 nationwide. Hemp is an environmentally friendly replacement for concrete.
We shred it up into that, mix that with lime and water.
Landline met David Bryan a few years back when hemp buildings were starting to take off. Back then, we learnt of hempcrete's amazing fireproof qualities. David Bryan has since built more than a dozen such houses using a traditional building method of hempcrete, a mix of lime, water and herd. That's the inner core of the hemp stalk. This one, southeast of Melbourne, ticks all the boxes for its owners. An environmentally friendly, energy efficient, stylish home.
It's a very organic feel, isn't it?
It is, yep. It's, apart from the organicness of the hemp itself, and the lime is natural. So essentially it's just the lime mixed up with the particles of the hemp, and we create a nice, chunky 300 millimetre wall.
David is using bulker bags of hemp herd, grown and collected from Gavin Hopkins' farm.
As the energy prices increase, the demand for hemp houses is going to keep increasing because it's a no-brainer as far as energy savings go, particularly with the sustainability.
It's the first time this builder has built in hemp, but he's impressed.
How would it stack up in time-wise and labour component against a conventional house? So I guess you don't need plasterboard, that sort of stuff. So how's it compare?
Yeah, the labour component's probably, compared to bricks, we're only on our eighth day and we're nearly probably more than three quarters done. So, and then minusing the trades on the inside, it's, definitely sustainable.
Hemp's potential is being assessed in cotton country, especially as a deep-rooted rotational crop that needs very little water. And it could be processed using existing infrastructure.
So, for example, we recently funded a project that looked at running hemp fibre through a cotton gin. So there's still a little bit more research that's required, but it's really exciting that that's a possibility.
And then, as you know, with ginning, you've got all that other infrastructure that surrounds it, distribution, weighing bridges and, you know, dryers and storage, and that's really what is needed.
Brett Bogue needs no convincing of the merits of hemp. He has a proven track record in China and North America at manufacturing hemp into a range of very robust building and related products.
It's phenomenally tough. We're making products that are way in excess of even the hardest of hardwoods.
Brett's factory east of Melbourne has begun producing a diverse range of hemp products.
They can be flooring, which is waterproof, be used in laundry applications or kitchens. Water does not affect it. We do panels like this, which is for housing. This can be used to lock together. That can be an external wall. We do products like this, which are just decorative panels. They can be have any kind of surface finish on them, but they're basically the hemp fibre from underneath.
Yeah.
There's everything from hemp matting for insulation or weed mats, even hemp pipes that can replace PVC plastic.
And this one's the most surprising one.
Yes, it is. This is a bulletproof piece of material made purely from the hemp plant.
Brett believes no other plant on the planet can produce so much useful fibre in such a short space of time.
So you plant a seed, within 90 days the plant's mature and ready for harvesting. We normally give it 100 days to guarantee we've got that full harvested potential. And after 100 days you've got the full-size plant ready to be processed. And Australia got the benefit of being able to take possession of all that historical knowledge and start the process from here.
It's a real opportunity to stimulate economic growth and also job creation in communities, in rural communities.
Not many farmers in Australia know how to grow hemp yet, so there's a lot of education to happen. There's a lot of mistakes that are going to occur, but I think that you'll see, say in 10 years' time, there'll be a significant hemp industry as a mainstream agriculture industry creating value for farmers.
Fibre scientist Stuart Gordon agrees.
We'll still need patience and perseverance, I think. I'm from the cotton industry originally, and I know that, you know, that's a 50, 60-year-old industry here in Australia, but it's a juggernaut now, and I think we ought to look along those timelines rather than the next 5, 10 years. But we'll certainly make real progress from now on, I think. Yeah.